All right, Steve Palmer here again, Lawyer Talk Podcast. And you can check us out at lawyertalkpodcast.com. Today I'm going to talk about a trial I just had. In fact, I finished it this week, and it was a trial without a jury, meaning my client waived his right to trial by jury, and he instead elected to try the case to a sitting judge. I think I've touched on this a few times, but it's fresh on my mind. So I wanted to talk about what steered the decision to waive my client's right to trial by jury. First of all, I hardly ever do that. I almost always in my career, like of all the trials I've had, and I've had lots of them, I can count maybe on one or two hands at the most how many have been to a judge and not a jury. And I'm talking about felony trials or trials where you have a right to a trial by jury, not all like traffic offenses and such. They always go to a judge. But I'm talking about a felony trial where you have an absolute constitutional right under the Sixth Amendment to have trial by jury. Why, pray tell, then, would we ever not exercise that right? When is one more advantageous over the other? Well, it's sort of like we hear the famous quote, like, I can't define it, but I know it when I see it. I'll try to explain what I mean. The case that I had, I'm not going into detail, but I will say this. It had very specific legal nuances. Criminal charges have elements. And by elements, we mean parts. So you have to prove that it was the defendant who did it. You have to prove the defendant did it knowingly. You have to prove whatever act the defendant did. And then typically you have to prove something like venue or that it happened in a particular county. So in the case that I just tried, I'm still waiting on a verdict from the judge, but in the case that I just tried, there was a very narrow legal nuance on one of those elements that was very difficult. I'll put it this way. It sounds like a technicality, but it's a huge deal. And when I say technicality, I use that in a term that we would use it in the real world. Oh, well, that guy got acquitted. He was found not guilty on a technicality, or they let him go on a technicality. Sometimes I hear that and I think, well, you know, the technicality was because the government violated my client's Fourth Amendment rights. That's hardly a technical. But this is a very technical legal issue. The prosecutor had to prove some nuance because of the way the statute was written, where the law was written, that it didn't make much sense. So even I would agree that the statute probably, if the General Assembly here in Ohio wanted to, should, if the General Assembly had it back, they'd probably rewrite it, and they probably should rewrite it. But they didn't. And the prosecutor still has to prove that little technical element. And in the context of my case, I didn't think they could do it. I decided then that having a judge decide that was better, because what I didn't want to do is risk having a jury not understand that nuance, or even if they did, convict my client anyway, because they would just say, well, that's stupid technicality. We don't care about that. We're going to find this guy guilty because that's what should happen. And I'm not saying that's what should happen, but that's what I was worried a jury might do. So we had a very lengthy, detailed conversation with our client. We kicked around all the options about what are the pros and cons of having a jury decide the case. And there was another charge that, frankly, I was about even on, 50-50, whether it was better for a judge or jury. But in the end, I thought maybe that other charge is probably a little better for a jury. But in balance, we chose to waive trial by jury on both. So it ended up, we're waiting on a verdict, and it went quite well. I think at the end of the day, our team, we all looked at each other while we're waiting on this verdict and said, you know what, we made the right decision on this. Even if we get an adverse verdict, we still feel like we made the right decision. So there are times, folks, where you don't exercise your constitutional right to trial by jury, but you still exercise your right to trial. And I tip my hat to the judge here, because the judge did a great job, treated it like it was a jury trial. We presented our evidence like it was a jury trial. Maybe some fewer theatrics, you know, there are things we would do in front of a jury that judge is going to sort of roll her or his eyes at and say, come on, guys, I know the drill. You don't need to do that in front of me. But, you know, in large part, she says, you know, treat me like a jury, guys. I'm the fact finder. You know, convince me. And that's what we did. So maybe I'll do a follow-up and let you know how it worked out. Either way, I do feel like my client got a fair trial. I feel like we did everything we could, even though it was only a court trial or a judge trial, not a jury trial. You got a question, you got a topic, want me to break down, shoot it to us in the comments. Check us out at lawyertalkpodcast.com, where we are off the record on the air till now. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant. Check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.